98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, I didn't see this last night because, lads, it is bright until about 11 p.m. and I think it's bright again by about 4 a.m. It's only dark for a very small window in the summer. In
I usually go to bed quite early, so it is bright. But the other night, we were leaving the Bord Gáis when we went to see Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and it was about 10:30 and it was
still bright.
It looked like it was 3 p.m.
Well, if you were up last night when it was dark, did you spot something extremely bright in the dark sky? Because the planets Venus and Jupiter had a smooch. It is a phenomenon known as a planetary conjunction, which sounds like an eye infection to me. Get the Broline. Doesn't it? A planetary conjunction. Mm. Anyway, Venus and Jupiter appeared extremely close together in Irish skies last night in an event that Astronomy Ireland called a double planet.
Wow.
So both of them alone, they shine around 100 times brighter than the brightest stars in the sky. And then over the last few weeks, they've been getting closer and closer and closer. And then last night they went...
When two become one.
Yeah.
That's super exciting. I didn't actually get to see it, but I have been seeing lots of talk online about it because my whole algorithm is either corgis, cats, or, you know, crystals and tarot cards and astrology.
Astrology, yeah.
So I love finding out the meanings of these things when they happen.
What does this mean?
Right, okay, Brendan, we've been looking into this, okay? It's a rare window. Mm-hmm. Lots of astrologers are calling this the kind of luckiest transit of the year.
Brilliant.
So a very rare window where our ability to attract and our capacity to receive are perfectly aligned. So Venus is like a magnet and Jupiter is like an amplifier.
Oh, brilliant.
So it's a frequency of abundance, Brendan. This is what we all like to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Venus is obviously associated with love and relationships and beauty and pleasure. Jupiter is
and
linked
hair-free
to...
hair-free legs.
This is it.
Yeah.
Jupiter is linked to growth, abundance, wisdom, optimism and opportunity. So when the two of them come together, it's absolutely magical.
Lads, you need to play the cash machine immediately.
What does it mean for your sign, though?
Oh, yeah, go on. Have you got more detail?
Well, Brendan is a Pisces, okay? Yeah. And here's what it says about the Venus-Jupiter conjunction for Pisceans.
Listen up, my fellow fish.
Nothing better than Venus and Jupiter coming together in your house of pleasure and joy.
Oh, lovely.
It says it's time for you to take happiness seriously.
Oh, that, you know what? That sounds like a great tagline. Take happiness seriously.
The stargazers are telling you to embrace playfulness, creativity, indulge in your passions. And if you're single, it's the perfect time to mingle.
Oh,
and
get
if
mingling.
You're singleton. In a relationship, Brendan, it says those who are committed may rekindle their passion.
Well,
so
we just
you're mingling
we spent a few,
and
we spent a few days away there. What does it mean for the Geminis?
Okay, making me a Gemini. The Gemini says money's on your mind.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it is. It says welcome new ideas for generating cash, whether you pick up a new side hustle, network, or seek a new career path. See you, love.
What a way to break the news. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Brendan continues next.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins. 98 FM.
Good morning to Janice in Churchtown who says my little win is that I am actually getting a lift to work from my husband.
Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. The lap of luxury.
I know, this is it. Isn't there nothing better?
Beep, beep. Here's Sarah.
Hi, Rebecca and Brendan. My name's Sarah. My little win today is it's my Friday because tomorrow I'll be in the air. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Oh, Sarah, have the best time away.
Sarah, enjoy your trip.
Little paprika Pringle, perhaps?
Oh, perhaps.
Have you seen there's, and I can't say the word, is it tzatziki or tzatziki?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do them in a that flavour in Pringles now. I've seen a few people taking photos of them, but I haven't seen them in
a shop. Are they in Ireland?
I think so.
Oh,
unless people are away
pick
when they're...
Pick up a Pringle.
Pick up a Pringle. Sarah, have a ball. Here's Molly.
Good morning, guys. My little win is that I'm just nearly finished my QQI course, so hopefully I pass.
Fingers crossed, Molly. I don't really know what a QQI course is, but the very best of luck.
Yeah, good luck to you.
Fingers crossed. And here's Becky.
My little win is my car broke, but instead of my husband fixing it, he bought me a new car.
Oh, sorry.
Becky!
The glamour of that.
That's an incredible little win.
Oh, wow.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Three words.
I don't know how many prizes.
Lots of glitz and glamour.
98 FM.
Welcome to our glamorous game, Matchy Matchy, where just three words stand between you and phenomenal prizes. A very long list of prizes because we've been playing this edition of Matchy Matchy for months. Mm-hmm. If you have never heard this game before, here's how it works. We give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answers match with either mine or Brendan's, you'll get your hands on all of these.
Win an air fryer.
A trampoline.
A curly blow dry.
Nido.
A butcher's voucher.
A garden trimmer.
A 150 euro fuel card.
Dry robes.
A slushy machine.
A Dublin Bay goat boat tour.
Mm. An egg chair.
Water blasters.
A hot towel shave.
And curry or pizza. You choose with this takeaway voucher.
Spice bag.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh, spice bag.
Incredible and very tasty prizes up for grabs. Hoping to win them this morning is Jason, who's from Navan, but in Blanchardstown at the moment. Jason, you're on 98 FM. How are you?
I'm all good. How are you?
We're good, thanks, Jason. Now, I would have considered myself an early bird getting up at 5:30, but you get up even earlier.
I do, yeah. 1 o'clock, the alarm went off this morning.
Gosh, like, Jason.
That's almost yesterday, Jason.
Yeah.
Why are you getting up that early? What do you do?
I'm a bread man.
Oh,
very
okay.
Important.
Deliver it. May I have to make sure it's fresh every day.
This is it.
What time do you go to bed at, Jason?
Sometimes maybe even 6 o'clock. But maybe usually between 7 and 8. But sometimes it's 6.
Good man,
gosh,
Jason.
Jason, fair play to you. And come here, your family are listening in this morning. Do you want to give them a shout out?
Yeah, just a hoi to Hannah, Noah, and Ella.
Hannah, Noah, and Ella, good morning. Fingers crossed you're about to hear your dad win you a lot of prizes. Jason, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
I'll go with yourself, Brendan.
Two days in a row,
again.
Lads, the time
should
change.
I be worried?
Jason,
bye, Brendan. Enjoy yourself now, loving. Okay, Brendan's on the same. Twice this week. Sorry, I got tangled in my headphones. Okay. Jason, your first word on Matchy Matchy this morning. Clean.
Clean.
Clean. C-L-E-A-N.
House.
Clean house. Your second word, art.
It's kind of two words, but I'll say crafts.
And your third word is security.
Security guard.
So we have clean house, art, crafts, and security guard. Are you happy to lock in those three words, Jason?
I am, yeah.
I love it. We're locking them in. And we are fetching Brendan from his new favourite place, the soundproof booth.
Oh, it's easier to find today now after only been in there yesterday. I'm thrilled.
You have a real pep in your step.
Oh, yeah, thrilled.
Anything going on in there this morning?
Sorry, there was a slice pan in there. Of course.
Brent, your first word in Matchy Matchy.
Yes.
Clean.
Clean. Clean. The pep has firmly gone out of my step, lads. Clean. Clean. What? See, everything can be clean. Clean towel.
Your second word? Art.
Attack.
And your third word this morning? Security.
Security. Alarm.
Brendan, have you got a Matchy Matchy with Jason, who's from Navan but in Blanchardstown this morning? Oh, sadly,
lads, what
not,
do you
guys
say after clean?
Well, Jason said clean house.
Yeah, okay. You see, anything can be clean.
Then art crafts.
Oh, very good.
And then Jason went security guard.
Security guard is brilliant.
Guys, you both had good answers.
A lot of options. Clean, I found really, because you can just say anything after clean.
Yeah,
clean
I was
towel,
thinking clean underwear.
Clean underwear, clean,
like,
underwear, clean bed,
on?
Clean windows. Do you know?
Jason, it wasn't to be, but it's been a pleasure.
It wasn't to be.
Jason, thanks for getting up early in the morning to make sure we all have bread, and thanks for sending me to the soundproof booth. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Thank you.
Cheers, Jason.
Have a lovely day. Bye-bye. Well, it wasn't to be this morning, but maybe tomorrow we'll finally do it.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
I don't know if you've seen this, but Six by Nico have launched a new menu and it's filled with nostalgia.
No, I haven't seen this.
It's basically inspired by all the dinners that you would have had as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Growing up.
Yeah.
So it's called the Childhood Favourites, and it features things like a fish finger sandwich.
Oh, dream.
Sausage and mash.
Yeah.
Cheesy beans on toast. Egg and soldiers. There's also nuggies and chips.
Sorry, egg and soldiers, I still eat today.
Yeah,
like I love.
They're so good. Yeah. And also a Mr. Whippy ice cream, so like a bit of raspberry sauce, etc.
That's such a fun idea.
It got me thinking about like that favourite meal that you would have had when you came home from school, threw down the school bag and you went in. You know, you're starving.
Yeah.
What would be your favourite childhood dinner, Brendan?
I loved when there was crispy pancakes.
Crispy pancakes? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Findus crispy pancakes.
What do you have with them?
So we used to just have like mash with them, I think. Mash and beans. You'd have like a Findus crispy pancake. I liked the one with, I think, the mince meat in it. And then there was another one that was like a kind of a creamy chicken one.
Oh.
And then we just have mash and beans.
Mm-hmm.
That it was just like an after school comforting childhood dinner.
Yeah.
Loved it. What was yours?
There's one that stands out to me, and it's actually not from my house growing up. It was always when I went over to my friend's house after school. We'd do our homework.
Yeah.
And you know, you'd really have an appetite, you know, after doing all that work.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember her mum I remember her mum used to make us. I ate chicken at the time, so just to warn you. I don't know why I'm warning you, but you know, just in case you get a shock that I was eating chicken. Do you know the chicken nuggets that are shaped like dinosaurs?
Yes.
So we used to have the chicken nuggets shaped like dinosaurs.
Yeah.
They were delicious, okay? Then spaghetti hoops.
Yeah.
Like sometimes
I love
the ones
hoop.
That were
alphabet shaped.
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo.
Were there ones that were animal shaped as
yeah,
well
there
at
were,
one
yeah.
point? Yeah, the Scooby-Doo
yeah.
ones.
Scooby-Doo ones.
So the spaghetti hoops.
Mm-hmm.
And then the smiley face potatoes.
Can you still get
what
them?
What do you call the smiley face
smiley
potatoes?
Smiley faces.
Are they just called smiley faces?
So, yeah.
The ones, the frozen ones.
Yeah,
it's a
yeah, yeah.
frozen dinner. And I remember having them in her house and just being so happy.
Sorry, smiley faces. Now I need to go and get a bag of them straight away.
Yeah, they
were
my favourite.
Just the texture. That's a great childhood dinner.
I love a boiled egg with soldiers.
Yeah, same. I still do that all the time.
Brennan's bread.
Mm.
Dairy Gold
yeah.
and an egg that's a little bit gooey.
Yeah. Oh, love a gooey, yeah. love a jammy egg. Do you know what I also loved as a kid for a kid dinner? There was a tin, and like, lads, I'm going to like gag in my mouth a bit now, but at the time I loved it. There was a tin of beans and sausages together in the tin.
No, I'm
And
never
at the time I thought
then.
It was delicious, and now I'm like, we'd love to know this morning.
I think they still do them.
I think they do.
Yeah.
We'd love to know this morning your favourite childhood dinner. We're talking smiley faces. We're talking sausages and beans in the same tin.
Sorry, I've just seen that they actually do a vegan version. There's vegan sausages in the beans.
Oh, is there?
Oh, I
can't imagine
no.
there was much meat in those sausages to start with, to be honest. Childhood dinners, favourite ones this morning, from Findus crispy pancakes, the smiley faces, or was there something that somebody had on the table for you when you got home and you just loved
it? Yeah, what dish screams childhood to you?
Good morning to Jill, who's in Newcastle. You're on 98FM. Jill, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, we're great, Jill. Tell us now, good. What was your favourite meal growing up?
Oh, it had to be the Frey Bentos. Do you know the tin of the meatballs in gravy?
Yeah.
Oh, Jill, I've...
revolt.
No, I've never had one, and I have this strange attraction, and I've been tempted. I've had one in my hand only recently, tempted to buy it. They sell them. So these are full pies that are
yeah,
in a tin.
They're in a tin.
Which are not in the fridge, on the shelf of like my local pound shop.
Yes.
And you're like, how does that food survive?
Years.
Yeah. I'm so tempted. Are they nice, Jill?
Not now, I wouldn't eat them now, but like there's a tin from years ago and they used to do the meatballs in a gravy.
Oh.
So when you empty the tin, it's all solidified jelly. Oh, it's solidified jelly with these meatballs. And it just
like
looks
like dog food.
It smells like dog food too. But I loved them as a kid, but I obviously wouldn't eat them now.
I think we need to Brendan needs to try these.
I'm honestly still tempted.
You have to try it. Yeah, exactly.
Were you into the smiley faces, Jill?
I still love a smiley face, and I love the alphabet letters as well. Yeah, I love them.
Gosh, I think I'm going to have a smiley face for dinner tonight. Not the meatballs and the gravy.
I think we're all going to have a frozen dinner tonight.
That's it.
I'm going in to buy like turkey dinosaurs and that now.
All the beige food. Jill, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Oh, definitely having a kid dinner tonight.
Oh, a smiley face and a spaghetti hoop. Sign me up.
We'd love to hear yours. 0877 98
98 98. 98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98 FM.
Brendan, you're kicking off with the World Cup.
Yes, I am. That is Die Die, the official World Cup anthem for 2026, performed by Shakira and Burna Boy.
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, I had you. Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Oh, I like it.
And then like later on in the song, then Shakira kind of lists off like a load of like football greats from back in the day.
Good.
Lovely nod. 16 cities across the US, Mexico and Canada are going to host matches from Thursday. Similar to us, China didn't manage to qualify, right? Mm. But they do have somebody at the World Cup that they are cheering on.
Oh.
A notorious referee.
Okay.
Ma Ning is his name. He's a ref from China who's about to take part in his second World Cup. He was at Qatar the last time. He's described as having a stern style.
Ooh.
I'll describe why. At a match in 2015, this was in Singapore, he handed out 9 yellow cards and 3 reds in one game.
Very, very ash.
That colourful display earned him the nickname Card Master.
Okay.
So football fans in China have been obsessed with him ever since. I'm not sure they're kind of obsessed with his ridiculousness. I don't think they love him because he dishes out so many cards. But he has become one of the most memeable people on social media in China. So you can imagine, you know, if somebody does something you don't like, you just send back a gif of a red card.
Of that.
That sort of stuff has been going on ever since. Well, now he's playing into it. Ahead of his World Cup trip, Ma Ning has joined China's version of Instagram. In just the last couple of days, he's gathered hundreds of thousands of followers. He's also, fair play to him, landed brand deals.
Fair play.
With Lenovo and Hisense.
Right.
And he's just shared his first post. It's a video of him fishing a little red book out of the front pocket of his shirt as he packs his bag to head off to the World Cup. So he knows damn well.
This is just the beginning.
Yeah. Finally, this morning, the first ever podcast bar in London has opened its doors and its mics to customers.
I know there's lots of podcasts around, but a podcast bar, how does this work?
So it's based in a branch of a falafel and hummus chain called Pilpil.
I love falafel and hummus. Well, and I like podcasting.
And she likes podcasting. So the podcast branch of this is on Lime Street, which is smack bang in the middle of the city. So the whole idea is...
My limes!
The whole idea is that anyone can grab a drink, pull up a chair and join the conversation, right? So Pilpil says they've been spreading love with their grandfather's falafel recipe since 2009. In the videos that I've watched, there's a fella standing behind a counter and he's cooking.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, there are high stools. And above each high stool, there's like a mic which is coming down from the ceiling.
Okay, so you're kind of chatting organically with the chef.
With the chef, and everything's recorded for the podcast. And like a customer sitting beside another customer might start talking, and that can be recorded as well. But
so
obviously,
you get some great stories.
Yeah, so if you walk in the door, you know what the shtick is. So it's simply called the first podcast bar in London, and their tagline is Sip, Record, Connect. I had a look through quite a few of the kind of clips from the podcast this morning. I found one of this fella chatting about a wild email that he got.
I got a story. One day,
tell me.
I got an email. And I don't even know how I got the email. I got an email saying, oh, we want you to act in Sonic 3. And I was like, what? I've never done any application to any acting thing. I went to the studios and I was like, I'm probably not going to get let in, but F it. And then I got into the studio and I'm in the same studio where Idris Elba, Jim Carrey, Ben O'Shea, all these guys are acting, and I'm thinking, what the f*** is life right now?
That is so
wild. Insane. So there's loads of stories kind of all like that as well. That is Alfie Coe. I googled him. He's effectively like, he's kind of a model on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So he thinks that the movie company saw him topless on Instagram and reached out to be like, hey, do you want to be in our movie?
Found him.
So I think the lesson there, guys, is post the thirst traps.
Yes.
That is the first podcast bar in London, and that is Brendan's Bit.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast.
With Rebecca and Brendan.